What I wanted to do was not only make an exhibit that was about Lucy Scribner, but also an exhibit that gave some of the social trends during that period. And so I had to do research on both areas. So the first thing we had to do was sort out everything. And it was quite a bit. There was silver, there's porcelain, there's, you know, it's everything from tiny little spoons to a great big samovar. So it's, you know, it's great a variety of things. And the first thing that I had to do was identify all the different silver patterns. There's probably about 25 different silver patterns. This one is the most extensive, it's almost a complete set, and it's called Persian. But there's so many different ones. Some of them were British, some of them were German, so trying to find those. It took me a year to do the research on all of these different pieces. And then I was able to find photos where some of these things had been used, and that made it really special. I've always been interested in the social history, you know, behind the objects. We have something to go back to her father. At least we think that this set of knives go back to her parents. So that would go back to, you know, the latter half of last century. The Persian silver set may have been a gift when she got married to John Blair Scribner. And probably the Haviland porcelain set was also that, because that was pretty common for brides to be given, you know, that type of thing as a wedding present. Most of it was American. It was very typical for that period. What had happened was that American consumerism was starting to come in vogue, and the silversmiths were very astute at buying into that and creating a lot of different type of utensils that the rising social classes absolutely could not live without. So that's pretty much, you know, you see a lot of different type of spoons, and, you know, there's a spoon for almost everything. There's fruit spoons, there's orange spoons, there's, like here I have a ice cream fork. The federal government ended up stepping in to limit the amount of different items because it was just going crazy. At one point, I think that was, one set could have almost 1,800 different pieces. So it was a little overdone.